It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up with Jamie Warren today. Hey, Jamie.
Hey, Cal. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. You know, we're starting to open up in Ontario, so that's been nice.
Yeah.
Who knew? So we get to golf again.
Well, I was going to say, so you're out golfing, I would imagine. Not right now, but you have been, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we had dinner for the first time on a patio. had somebody... Yeah, yeah. I purchased a drink, and somebody made me dinner. It was it was pretty exciting.
It's the little things we enjoy now, right?
And other couples that we didn't know on the patio, right? Yeah. And you could hear the conversations; like, it were very similar. That they were just, they were happy to be out.
Yeah, yeah. I bet. Perfect. Let's talk about this. A new tune of yours called "Cows and Corn," and if there ever was a country title, this would be it, right?
Yeah. Well, see that, yeah, it is. And it's funny, in the studio when I bring the song in, and whenever people hear "Cows and Corn," and I get it, they go, I want to hear how he's going to sing that.
Yeah.
because it's really an awkward, yeah, "Cows and Corn," two one-syllable words, right?
Yeah.
That's just sort of the title of the song. It's not really an integral moment outside of... That was my term. I grew up in Hanover, Ontario, small town, southwestern Ontario. And population, you ready? 4,500 people.
Oh, yeah.
And we were the big deal, Cal.
Yeah.
We had the we had the hospital, the racetrack, and the high school. I'm just saying. And I would always reference when people asked me, where did I grow up? And I'd say, cows and corn.
Oh, yeah.
And that was true. We had a corn fest every September. And that's what surrounded our town. So that always sort of connects with where I grew up. And it was just, there's a funny story too about cow tipping that somebody had asked me with this song, which I think, once again, cow tipping is, does it really happen? Sure, whatever. But it's really the farm kids making fun of the city kids.
Yeah.
And trying to convince them that they should go try and tip a cow. See, I don't mean to wreck it, but I'm just saying.
Just saying.
Just saying, yeah.
Well, there has to be a billboard of Jamie Warren on the outskirts of Hanover, I would imagine, isn't there?
Well, someday, I'm hopeful that maybe that'll happen. The Great Bruce County, that's another. But, it was a funny farm story is that all the farm kids, we all went to high school together. They would sign up for the jobs in town as soon as they could.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And the idea was they didn't want to work on the farm for their dads for the summer. Right. So we had a farm detail, us city kids, right. Again, the big population, 4,500 people. I was on a haying detail for two summers.
Oh, were you?
That's what when I was 14 and 15, mm-hmm. That was my summer gig. So I'm quite familiar with how farms function,
yeah.
And more specific, I have some farmers in my background too. So I've been in a barn once or twice.
nice to hear.
Yeah.
Perfect. That'll make everybody happy now. Talk about relating to your audience, right?
Well, see, and there's another funny connection too, mm-hmm. with being out west. I've had this. I've never worn a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
I did once for a couple of concerts we did called Say Hey, right, going back in the 90s.
Yeah.
And in support of, Alberta and Saskatchewan, I wore the hat. Ivan Danes gave it to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I had this explanation as to why I don't wear a cowboy hat, and it comes with my small-town farm background.
Mm-hmm.
Is if you wear a cowboy hat in a cattle barn in Ontario, you would have a concussion within 6 seconds.
Yeah,
because they're all low.
Yeah,
right. All the ceilings are low. Right?
Yeah,
and so yeah, there's a difference between a cattle barn and a horse barn,
huh.
And depending on where you're raised. So that was it's just not something that I grew up around wearing a cowboy hat. And also in defense of, I thought that it shouldn't just be an aesthetic wear, right?
Right.
It should be something you earned.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
If you're wearing a cowboy hat, you should be a cowboy.
Definitely.
And I have a great deal of respect for our cowboys. So there you go.
A lot of people went through the urban cowboy phase. And that's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not right. CCMA's maybe coming. Coming back November, right?
Yeah, a little later this time.
Yeah.
I think the latest we've had it. And I think it's a good move because it'll be able to happen then. I think that from vaccinations perspective and all that sort of stuff, I thank goodness we're going to have an event that people can attend in person. We're doing our Ontario Awards near the end of September.
Okay.
Here as well. And that's later. It's usually around June, Cal.
Mm-hmm.
They moved that as well. Mm-hmm. And so, I think it would be nice to see people in person safely. And I think that the concerts are starting to peek through.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to have any of those big, thousands and thousands of people this mm-hmm. summer. We're going to have to wait one more summer for that. But I suspect you're going to see some shows that you don't know about yet that will pop up in August and September and October.
Mm-hmm. Are you playing any small shows around the area?
Yeah, we've got a show booked the end of July mm-hmm. in just a Stony Plain, just outside of Edmonton.
Okay, yep.
And if I come out then, I'm going to see if I can do a few more shows around that. So sure. The beginning of August, you hopefully will see me out west.
Right.
And I've got some stuff in Ontario as well, like August. And part of the thing is that where we are in Ontario is they've announced a lot of the big shows won't be happening this summer. But they can't announce other stuff just because we're not totally open yet.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so once that sort of evolves and they figure out, vaccinations, how many people can you accommodate? So I'm crossing my fingers. I'm very hopeful that you're going to get a chance to see some shows for sure in August and September.
That'll be nice, won't it? That'll be, I was talking to somebody about this as well. If this isn't a reason to get out and support local entertainment,
mm-hmm.
Truly, everybody's just getting itchy to get out there and not only for you guys to play in front of an audience, but for an audience to see you guys play, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel for the artists. I made a joke to someone the other day that it's been almost a year and a half since I've done an actual show.
Mm-hmm.
And I it would be nice to sing through a sound system.
Mm-hmm.
And end a song and hear somebody applaud, and tell a joke and have more than one person laugh.
That's right.
I really do look forward to that.
Yeah.
But also, we started by talking about going out for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I'm off the road and I'm at home, I'll be going to some place on a Friday night is usually the night that Ange and I pop out,
mm-hmm.
And we'll grab dinner, and I'll be watching somebody play live.
Yeah,
that's part of the deal.
Yeah,
and I want to support the creative community as well, and I like live music.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. So do I. Excellent. How do we get a hold of you on social media, Jamie? What's the best way for that?
You can always find me at jamiewarren.com.
Okay.
And as we were talking about Cows and Corn. By the way, there's a cool new video that I did with my buddy Terry Odette, who's done all my videos over the years. He did this. he had mentioned to me about the song is, do I feel like being a Clint Eastwood farmer guy? And I said, okay. And there's a 40 second part in the movie that's that has nothing to do with, the video itself.
Yeah.
Sort of created a little movie within the video. So
nice.
And you can find that on Facebook and YouTube and all that sort of stuff. So please check that out. But jamiewarren.com will connect you with all those dots.
And you're not wearing a cowboy hat in that video.
No, I'm not.
Okay. No. Okay, good. Awesome, man. Thanks for the chat today. Good luck with everything going on. And it would be really cool to see you out west. I hope I get
to see you, man. I look forward to it. We need to have a beverage in person.
We do. Awesome, Jamie. Take care.
You take care, too.
Jamie Warren on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.